Hey, it's Trisha. Today's podcast is brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Order yours at fuelup.com/Sandy.
Looks like another tough day in Austin, Texas today, Trisha.
Mm-hmm.
High is going to be 79, kind of cloudy, but still nice.
Not too hot, little cloudy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
If it would rain.
If it was raining, it'd be perfect.
I flew over Lake Travis yesterday.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Down.
I mean, I haven't seen it like that. It looks bad.
Really?
I mean, it's sometimes island almost
is gigantic.
Almost goes shore to shore.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, on the south side of the bridge of the dam, it goes all the way and touches land there.
Oh my gosh.
And goes almost all the way across to Hippie Hollow.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. That I think I read amazing. That the lake is only 37% full. Right.
That's
now.
What I was trying to look up right now.
Yeah, 37%. For those of you that don't know what Sometimes Island is, right at Mansfield Dam in Austin, in front of the Oasis, there's an island there that when the lake is full, you cannot see it. Mm-hmm. And when it goes down, you do. So sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. But it is a full on, I mean, it looks like Honolulu.
I think it's right like there. 30 feet down.
Yeah.
Wow.
The lake is more than that. I think it's way more than that.
Well, okay, then I'm reading this chart wrong. No, never mind. That is an average for something else. Sorry.
Right. Oh, by the way, can I real quick, coming up, we're going to tell you guys, Austin made a list that I completely disagree with, right?
I do too.
It's you know what it is? It's wrong. All right, we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But I wanted to mention that the reason I was flying over Lake Travis yesterday is because I went up to Lubbock yesterday. Mm-hmm. First time I ever been in Lubbock, Texas. And we went up there on a friend of mine's airplane.
I didn't know that's the first time you'd ever been there.
Yeah, I'd never been to Lubbock.
Oh, okay.
And we went up there, did some stuff at Texas Tech yesterday. And this was with Kent Hantz, whose podcast I produce. Mm-hmm. Kent Hantz, the best storyteller in Texas. And so we were on campus there at Tech. And I'd never been there before, but it was super cool. It was kind of mm-hmm. neat being back on a college campus.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just walking around, bunch of young people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yep. And it was just kind of a cool vibe. On campus there. I liked it. I thought it was super cool. And what?
By the way, the lake is 50 feet below full right now.
50 feet.
50 feet.
Yeah, that's a long,
that's
long
a lot.
Way. And I wanted to give some love. So we took Chancellor Hantz's airplane up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to give some love to our pilot, who's a great guy.
Okay.
Who listens to the show all of the time.
Oh.
His name's Mike.
Mike.
And Mike flew us up there and back. And he's a really interesting guy. I learned a lot about flying an airplane.
Really?
I couldn't do it, but I know what a lot of the buttons do now.
Really? Because there's a lot of buttons
lots
up there.
And lots of buttons. And one thing Mike did, and I love the guy, he was great, but he kept on our flight, he kept pointing out places we could land just in case.
That's where he's comforting you. He's letting you know.
I know it was, but I was.
We got to get down. We can get down.
Right. But I was like, Let's not put that out there in my brain. He's like, look, we could land on that road right there if we needed to.
Okay, good. I think that he's trying to comfort you. I like Mike.
And he was like, but you got to take the power lines into account when you do that. I'm like,
it sounds like Mike's always thinking when he's flying a plane.
Oh, that's what you want.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want.
But he listens to the show. And he was super cool, and he loves some Trisha.
Oh, yeah. Am I his favorite?
He's one of your people. I'm like, dude, you listened to me and JB for 20 freaking years, and you immediately jump board and go with Trisha.
Oh, well, Mike is definitely my favorite pilot.
Yeah, I put his business card somewhere.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Lyft Aviation. Ding, ding. There's a plug for you guys.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's interesting, that whole world of private airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
I bet it's cool.
They manage a whole bunch of them. You know what I mean? Like, he can fly several different airplanes depending on what his clients want.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
So, shout out to you, Mike. Thank you very much for getting us up to Lubbock and back safely yesterday and for pointing out all the places we could fly. Oh, and that airplane had a parachute.
Only one?
Well, and there were two of you in
there.
For the airplane.
Oh, I thought you was
no,
like,
for the airplane. And he showed me what to do. If he goes, hey, if something happens to me, here's what you do.
Okay. Mike is for sure my people because he is clearly on safety patrol at all times.
Yeah. He went through the little thing. He's like, just, you know, pull this. That'll open up the chute. A rocket shoots out of the roof and a parachute opens. And then if you remember, Here's where you can turn the gas off.
If you can remember. Yeah. So basically, he's letting you know how to do it in case you would have to do it, in case for some reason Mike is incapacitated.
If Mike has a heart attack something like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think Mike, if ever you and I are rich enough to afford our own pilot, I think it's Mike. Because I like how Mike is all safety protocol first.
You want to know something else? He was in the Navy and he was aboard the USS Lexington.
Oh, really?
In Corpus Christi. Where
wow.
You guys have probably all seen it if you've ever been to Corpus.
Was just there.
Yeah, kind of a cool story.
That's very cool.
All right, we're going to tell you this. We're going to tell you about this list that Austin made that's dumb.
It is. Whoever made this list has clearly never been here.
We'll tell you about it coming up. It's the Sandy Show, and we are thrilled to collaborate with our bank. Easily open an account online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Hey, I don't know who's in charge of tourism for Austin, but they're doing a good job, even though they're lying.
Lying.
Somebody somehow, some way got Austin onto a list that it doesn't deserve to be on. It's really not it's a good list to be on. Austin just doesn't deserve to be on it.
I just don't think it's quite true.
Right. We'll get to it in just a sec. Don't forget, download the Sandy Show podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcast. It's right here on the iHeartRadio app. And a shout out to all of you guys that are listening on the iHeartRadio. I know it takes a little extra effort, you know, so we do appreciate that. Grab the podcast. You can listen music-free and commercial-free. So they did a study. They looked into the most walkable cities in America for tourists. Most of them kind of make sense to me, right?
Yeah.
Like the number one spot, Chicago.
Yep.
We can skip all the other cities, but Austin is on the list at like number 8.
Yeah.
For the most walkable cities in America.
And the data was specifically looking for cities where you could see the most landmarks in the least amount of time.
How does Austin land on that list?
I don't know. Number one was Chicago, and they were saying that you can see 5 of its most famous landmarks in just 28 minutes.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm trying to think of like, I'm assuming they're capital. Dropping them. Yeah, capital. Driscoll.
Driscoll.
6th Street.
If you survive
If you survive 6th Street.
Yeah.
But then I feel like then you have to cross down across the bridge and go down to Congress Avenue, South Congress.
Right. If you want to go to the Bats, that's a haul.
The Bats are on the bridge. Yeah. But that's a haul. That's not just strolling.
And what they also don't take into account is when it's 105 degrees. Yes,
the heat.
And you're walking. So let's say you walk from the Capitol to the Congress Avenue Bridge by the Statesman Building there.
Yeah.
That's a long, hot, you'll have a heat stroke.
Yeah, it's twice as long in the heat, for sure.
Right, it is. So, I mean, I don't know what all, they didn't list what their walkable sites were in Austin, but I don't think, I mean, I love this city, but it's not a walkable city.
No, Chicago definitely should be number one. Chicago. The Bean, Cloud Gate, the Magnificent Mile, all of that right there. You don't feel like you're
New Orleans.
All in it.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, good, absolutely.
Good walk. I think New York's a good walkable city.
I do too. Yeah, I agree.
It's funny how, you know, like, let's say Chicago, for example. If you the capital in Austin and the Congress Avenue Bridge were in Chicago, that's not a bad walk. Mm-hmm. In Austin, terrible walk.
Terrible walk. Horrible. It's the least walkable city, L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. L.A.
Orlando. L.A. San Francisco. San Francisco, why? Because of the hills?
Yeah, it's hilly.
Super hilly.
That's on the bad walkable list? Well, the problem in San Francisco is that you have equal chances of stepping over a dead human as getting hit by a limousine.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Or human poo in the, in the streets.
Human poo. Come on now.
Boy, you got to be really down on your luck to poo on the street. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
But,
Walking around in San Francisco.
Boston was a great walkable city, and I walked all of it with my buddy Marlon.
But was it? I mean, you walked it because he made you, but did it feel like you were strolling, or was it a haul? You said y'all walked for miles.
Oh, we did.
Well, but, I think that makes it not qualify for the list.
But it's a good, I mean, it's a small area. I like Boston too, but Austin does not belong on that list.
No.
At all.
Or, I mean, if it does, it can only be for a very small period of time.
Yeah.
From like March to like April 30th, and then you're out. Then it's horrible.
Stick around. We got more coming up.
I mean, is that what people are officially referring to him as, or is just this some person threw that out there? I don't know, but it's terrifying.
So there have been a lot of people, and they're all kind of the same profile, gone missing and found in Lady Bird Lake, and they were almost, I think all of them, that night were on Rainy Street.
Yeah. Two more bodies found in Lady Bird Lake in April. In total, 12 bodies have been found since 2022.
That is more.
12 bodies.
That is more in the last year and a half than I can remember in the last 20 years before that.
I know. Police are still insisting there is no serial killer. But the mounting bodies are adding to the rumors. Yes. 12 bodies. Again, some of the bodies, the police are saying, calm down. It's not true. I think they're just saying that so we don't freak out.
I think you're right.
Yes. Cops have ruled out foul play in several of the cases, but at least one remains unsolved. Others are being investigated, meaning they have undetermined what the cause of death was. But like one of them, they said was a cardiac arrest. That doesn't mean it couldn't have happened while he wasn't being drowned or murdered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a policeman, but two this month. The first one was found under the South First Street Bridge on April 9th. And then another one was found, it was a little farther down the lake. Oh gosh, now I can't see where the other one was found, but two this month.
Well, I'm going to tell you this much. They should have left Rainy Street the way it was.
Because all this started happening when they started moving
when
around.
They made it nice.
When they made it nice.
When they made it nice. I mean, if you haven't been in Austin in a long time, you used to not go to Rainy Street.
Mm-hmm.
You went there for two things. They're both illegal.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, people go hang out there. So some of the people they're saying drowned accidentally. Some were deemed suspicious. But I'm just telling you, I've lived in this town since I was 5 years old and never, always somebody randomly here or there drowned in Lady Bird Lake.
Right.
Somebody died.
Right.
12 in less than 2 years? Absolutely.
Sums
not.
Up.
Something is up.
Yeah.
Come on, police people. We know you're trying to keep us cool.
Police people,
but come on.
Right. Because those are. We need to know some more information.
Yeah. Right?
Either that or we just don't want to believe any of the cops. Like, hey, this is what we got. This is the truth.
Yeah.
This is what's up. It will remain a mystery.
Mm-hmm. Foul play. I'm telling you, foul play.
Stay with us. Trisha, let's get after it. Care, right. Don't care.
Sandy, do you care or don't care to find out about a random Caitlin Clark fact connected to your dear Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Reports show that Clark sold more jerseys on her draft day than the entire Cowboys roster did last season.
That says a lot because the Cowboys, I think, always lead the NFL in most merchandise sold, I think.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her jersey sales on draft day exceeded the combined sales of every player on the Cowboy roster last year. That's great.
Yeah. It's great for sports. Great for women's sports in particular, especially after what happened to Title IX recently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, Caitlin Clark is going to save women's sports, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she will. Sandy, do you care or don't care to find out what a Florida couple was arrested for trying to do? So they thought they were being tricky. They were not.
I'll tell you this much. If you said a Wyoming couple, I would have said I don't care.
Of course
not. Because it's Florida, and Florida is freaky, that I need to know.
Okay, so these people think everybody's dumb. It was a man and a woman. They decided they had a plan to get rich. They took two $50 lottery tickets, put them together, like taped or glued them together, and then tried to turn them in as a $1 million winner. The words on the back of the ticket didn't match up. They did not pay attention to what they were doing. And now they got arrested.
Here's how that conversation went when the guy, he goes, he was like, I got an idea. That's what that started like. I've got some glue.
Yeah.
And we'll just put them together. They'll never know.
Yeah. Now they're in trouble. Yeah. Now they're criminals is what they are.
Idiots. They deserve to go to jail for being stupid.
For being that stupid and thinking everybody else is.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Finally, please care about this. Do you care or don't care to find out about how many deaths are caused each year by certain animals? There's a certain animal that nobody would ever think to be afraid of that really you should be deathly afraid of, according to this stat.
Before we got into this, you said you were going to talk about deer, so I'm going to say it's deer.
Oh, I did. I gave it away, didn't I?
Yeah, they cause a lot of car accidents.
Bambi, causes more accidents than Jaws because deer are much more deadly than sharks, alligators, bears, and venomous snakes all combined.
Well, we're also above water. We're on land more than we are sharks, underwater.
Alligators, bears, snakes. Deer are more deadly, cause more deaths and injuries to humans than all of those other scary animals combined.
That's almost why you ought to shoot them.
Yeah, I almost said a bad word. I got fired up.
That's why you got to shoot the deer.
You got to shoot the... No, you don't shoot the deer. You shoot the bears. You shoot the venomous snakes. No, let's don't shoot the bears. Let's definitely shoot the snakes. I saw that,
by the way, America's getting some pandas. From China again.
Are we?
Yeah, they're going to be at the San Diego Zoo.
They took their pandas
back.
They
did, but
their pandas and they went home.
No, they're giving us new pandas.
They're trying to make nice is what they're doing. Like, if you guys keep TikTok, can we give you some pandas?
That's Care Don't Care. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. More coming up. You know, it's amazing when it comes to manners and etiquette. It's really what you're taught growing up. Like, that's really a parent's responsibility.
Yeah.
Of teaching people, teaching kids how to behave. I read a great quote from someone the other day. It says, you're not trying to raise good kids. You're trying to build good adults.
Right. Yeah, it's hard.
Right, because you can't make a kid be an adult. Anyway, we're talking about restaurant etiquette, and a new study was done and survey done about what people deem to be appropriate and inappropriate etiquette at restaurants. What were some of the things that jumped out at you?
Yeah, acceptable and unacceptable behaviors. Here's some of them listed from most accepted behaviors to least accepted behaviors. Asking for a to-go container to take leftovers home.
What's wrong with that?
93% accept it's acceptable. 3% say it's unacceptable. I would like to know why. I need more information.
Oh, my dad used to take everything on the table.
Oh, right. So the rolls, the butter, everything.
Butter, everything.
Sending a dish back that wasn't made as you asked, as you requested. 84% say acceptable. 7% say not. So 7% are just going to eat it. This is one I think is weird. Taking photos of your food. 75% say it's acceptable. 13% say it's
not. Depends on where you are.
Well, I would take a picture of my food if I want to. How does it affect anybody else?
Yeah, that's true.
People argue about this when asking to be seated before your entire party's arrived. So 69% say it should be acceptable to ask to be seated. 13% say no. I feel like restaurants have very clear rules if they will or will not accept you.
Right. I understand that, though, because they got other people that are there.
Right. Yeah. If your people aren't going to show up, here's the ones. Let's get down to the ones that were the most unacceptable. Bringing outside food or drinks into the restaurant. 71% say it's not acceptable.
I see kids doing this all the time at fast food. Yeah, they'll come in. Let's say you're at a McDonald's. They come in with a Chick-fil-A.
Okay, you know, I think that's
wrong.
Notice.
I think that's wrong. Mm-hmm.
What about this one? Snapping your fingers to get the waiter's attention. 81% say it's not acceptable. I agree.
Cool.
I've never seen this happen. Debating menu prices with the staff.
That's stupid.
That's dumb. 84% say you can't do that. You know, I think 100% you can't do that.
I had a friend that waited tables, and he admitted that it was totally a pet peeve of his own. It wasn't like rude. Mm-hmm. It was just bugged him. It was a high-end restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And when people needed the check and they would hold their hand up and act like they're writing on their hand, saying that they wanted the check, he said, just drove me crazy.
Did he say how he wished they would do it?
He said he'd just wait till he gives it to them. But you know what I mean? He said it's totally just a personal pet peeve of mine.
What about this one? Allowing children to run freely around the restaurant.
No.
90% say it's not okay. 5% they're like, I don't know if I care or not. And then finally, saying that you won't pay for a dish that you don't like, but you ate it.
Oh, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
Who does that?
I don't know. 4% say that it should be acceptable. Those are the cheap ones. Those are the people who go into the frozen yogurt places and sample all the different flavors and then walk out without buying anything.
Oh, I know people that do that.
I know people that do that, too.
Yeah, the same people that go to the food pantry that don't need to.
Yep.
I know those people, too.
People act right. If you don't know how to act, then you stay in your house. Don't go out and put it all on the rest of the public.
There's plenty of options for you to DoorDash or something.
Exactly.
If you want to spend a fortune.
Uh-huh.
Boy, hey, Landry said she was going to DoorDash something the other day. That makes me so mad.
I know. Only time I let her do it is when she gets a gift card.
Yeah.
She'll get a $25 gift card, DoorDash stuff from McDonald's, and still owe over the $25 amount. It drives me crazy.
And I don't trust the DoorDashers.
Somebody's doing something, do you think?
She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. Y'all know how to act, so do it, all right? Mm-hmm. You know how to behave yourselves. More coming up.
Hey, friends, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast version of the show. We appreciate it. Don't forget to listen on the radio, too, on 103.1. And also, we stream on the iHeartRadio app. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, get yourself some Fuel Up Hydration. FuelUpHydration.com/Sandy. Trust me, this is good stuff.